part two. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
Set up for that song.
What do you mean?
Well, like usually we say, okay, in part two, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And we just played it, man. We just played it. No rehearsal.
We're raw.
Raw. That was Zach on guitar and vocals.
Botching it.
I got to adjust the volumes now.
John on drums.
Yeah.
And Scott on bass.
Oh,
that
dude.
Was fun.
I think I got to hit record.
That's funny, John.
Nice.
Woo.
Oh, I'm beat now.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was good, dude.
I like
listen to the vocals on that guy. We should start our own band.
I think we should.
We'll call
our band Zock.
Zock.
Zock and the Dockers.
Zock and the Dockers. That's out of sight.
We'd throw free docks out to people. Free Zocks.
Really, the whole band would just be set up to market the Zocks.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I need a fucking air conditioner, man. Whew. I'm hot.
Are you sweating like a one-legged sheep come shearing day?
Oh, yeah. Woo.
I'm going to adjust the mic. It's going to make a lot of noise. You're going to have to deal with it.
I muted it.
Why does he have to adjust the mic?
I don't know.
He's got to adjust it for like singing. He's got a different
right position.
Sings position for singing.
Bring him back, man.
I'm more erect when I'm playing guitar.
He was very tense.
I saw
he seemed
that.
Very
he
tense.
Was playing with his cock.
I'm more prone to dock when I'm playing guitar.
He was prone docking.
Yes.
I think we should start a side band, man. Zock and the Dockers.
Yeah, no doubt.
That'd be cool.
Would Levi come after us?
We'll just call it like D-O-K-K-E-R-S or something.
Right. Nice. I like that, John.
The Dockers.
I love it.
Then they'll think we're docking. The band Dockin'. Remember that band?
No.
I remember the name. That's about it.
I don't remember. Roots.
Into the fire!
My roots.
Into the fire! I'm falling! Wow!
All right, John, we got some celebrity news. We got bad celebrity news, and we got the best celebrity news in the history of the world.
Yeah.
Celebrity news. But before we get to celebrity news, let's go ahead and talk about Michael Richards.
Oh.
No, this is the guy who plays Kramer.
Is he not a celebrity?
And he
not
is
anymore.
He made his fame and fortune on the Seinfeld show. And what I don't understand is, why does he have to even do stand-up anymore?
I don't know.
Why can't he just retire and go away?
I don't know.
Like, be behind the scenes.
I don't know,
if he wants to keep working. Why does he have to go out on stage?
Well, he ain't working anymore.
Does Seinfeld, did he get any money from that? And the other thing about the Seinfeld show, have you guys seen the Larry David show?
No.
You see the Larry David show, you say, okay, there's the real genius behind Seinfeld. And Seinfeld was riding on David's coattails and got a nice career out of that.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep. No doubt.
And now those other guys, from my opinion, Costanza, Elaine, and Kramer made that goddamn show. Because Seinfeld, he can't act.
He can't act for shit. He wasn't funny
shit.
At all.
He's not funny. His stand-up is not funny.
And he's always laughing when he's saying his lines.
Yeah, I thought that was like a comedy 101. You're not supposed to laugh when you deliver your own lines.
Yeah.
Maybe Paulie B can help us out on that, because he is a professional, John. Anyway, they don't pay these guys, Costanza, Elaine, and Kramer. They got to keep working. I don't know why, because Larry David and Seinfeld take all the money from syndication.
Could it be boredom?
It could be. It could be boredom. But if you're so bored, and now this isn't the first time that Kramer went off, Michael Richards.
Really?
Yeah, he went off on the Jews. Somebody was heckling
him.
And
he's Jewish.
Yeah, and he went off on the Jews. So
does Lenny Bruce.
But why put yourself in this position? If he can retire, why not just retire?
What are you saying? What are you going on about? Who cares?
You and I have talked before about if we write a song that, one song that could make our careers and we retire, we're done.
No, we're not.
Sure we are.
Dude, we make plenty of money without doing this. And we do it every week, and it costs me money.
Well, that's true. But this is broadcasting.
It's a passion.
It is a passion. So I still see doing something in music, but I don't see what Michael Richards is doing. Putting himself out in public all the time and being heckled by these guys, and then he loses his top. And let's go ahead and play it if you want.
All right.
This is Michael Richards.
50 years ago, you had your own tied down with a fucking fork up your ass. You can talk your brain down, motherfucker. Roll his ass out. He's a nigger. He's a nigger. He's a nigger.
Oh, my God.
A nigger. Look, there's a nigger.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
See? It shocks you to see what's buried beneath your stupid mother. What was it called for? It's not called for you to hear on my ass, you cheap mother. You guys have been talking and talking and talking. I don't know.
This guy's going
what's
nuts.
What's the matter? Is it too much for you to handle? He said, come here. It's a big threat. That's how you get back in the man.
That was drug talk for.
Wait a minute. He's not going here, see?
You're not funny. That's why you're rejecting. Never had no show. Never had no movie. Seinfeld, that's it.
Oh, I guess you got me there. You're absolutely right. I'm just a wash up.
All right, now, Zach, did you know about this? Did you hear this clip before?
I knew about it. I've never heard the clip.
You never heard the clip?
But let me hear that one quality. Compared to my sound.
Shut up! 50 years ago, you
had better
your
sound.
Yeah.
That... Fuck up your ass!
Can I do it from now on?
Yeah, but I don't like the beeps.
Talk. You can talk. You can talk. You're brave now, motherfucker. Roll his ass out. He's a nigger. He's a nigger!
You can understand mine. I couldn't understand yours.
Here's what I don't understand. Is they beep fuck, but they don't beep nigger.
Yeah.
It's a nigger! You're a nigger! You're a nigger! You fucking... What's up with that?
I don't know.
And this is on a website. It's a website. Why? It's the FCC doesn't have control over websites. Why is the website bleeping out his fucks, but leaving in the niggers? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Is do they bleep it out in songs? Rap songs?
Fuck?
No, nigger.
No.
Okay. What's your point?
Do they?
Is it a bad word?
All right, so this guy's in the comedy club. He's being heckled by black people. He goes off on this rant. This rant.
Okay. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. He's going off on this rant.
And if you watch the video, a lot of people start getting up and leaving.
Yeah.
And even the person who was recording was like, oh, my God. Oh, wow.
It sounded like there were a few soccer moms in the crowd.
Yeah.
That were like, oh, what's going on? What's happening? A
couple of soccer moms. Now, these two guys that were heckling, and that wasn't captured. We don't know what they were saying. Who knows what they were saying? I don't know. Do you know what they were saying?
Mm.
I don't know.
They were saying he wasn't funny.
But guess what? They have an attorney now.
Oh, yeah.
Gloria Allred is their attorney.
Yeah, I have a little bit of soundbite of that from CNN. You want to hear that?
Oh, yeah, let's hear that.
This is Doss and McBride.
Doss and McBride.
Cliff said something horrible and offensive and is genuinely sorry.
No, I don't feel that is genuinely sorry. I feel like he had to say it. He was put up to say it.
Sorry, I got to set it up. What they're doing...
No.
Is there the guy on CNN is talking about how Kramer comes on the David Letterman show and apologizes.
Right.
And then they're asking what these guys think of that. Do they think he was genuinely sorry? And Doss and McBride's response.
Off the cliff, it said something horrible and offensive and is genuinely sorry.
No, sorry. I don't feel that is genuinely sorry. I feel like he had to say it. He was put up to say it. His friends and his colleagues probably got on the phone and said, hey, you really have to do something about this. And he went on David Letterman. And in the bit on David Letterman, when he's apologizing, you can hear people laughing. So it did, even to them, it didn't sound genuine.
He even called us Afro-Americans. And when he said that, everybody started like giggling a little bit. And he even looked like he had a little smirkish grin on his face. So it seemed like it was totally fake.
It's hard to believe that it was genuine.
I want to bring Gloria Allred into the conversation. Gloria, as this goes forward, what do you think your clients deserve? Is there a legal issue here? Do they deserve reparations or payment from Mr. Richards? What is the point? Let me ask quite simply, why do they need a lawyer? Obviously, something horrible, offensive, and racist was said to them, but why do they need a lawyer?
Well, it's interesting. Mr. Richards has not yet sat down face to face and apologized to his victims, namely my clients, Mr. Doss and Mr. McBride.
It's because he's afraid of him.
And this is what he needs to do. We want Mr. Richards to take full responsibility and be accountable for his actions. So we issue a challenge to him today. And that challenge is to contact us. We will arrange a face-to-face meeting where he can hear from our clients the pain that they suffered as a result of the verbal missiles that he used to attack them. And he can hear their pain. He can apologize to them face to face. We will have a retired judge there, and the retired judge can make recommendations as to what would be a just result in all of this. But let's understand, this is not about free speech. This is about hate speech. And hate speech, which carried with it, from my clients, the threat of intimidation or potential violence. And everyone in the state of California is protected under the law from that type of hate speech, and they have the right to freedom from intimidation and the threat of potential violence. So we hope to hear from Mr. Richards. We urge him not just to go around apologizing to everybody who wasn't a direct victim, but to contact us and be responsible and fully accountable.
All right, hold on, hold on. All right, Zach, what do you think about all this?
They're chasing the loot.
What are
chasing
your thoughts? Chasing the loot.
Totally.
Going after the cash.
The American way now.
She said that money is not off the table. Okay,
oh,
so they're going to bring
God.
A retired judge to mediate. What a goddamn joke. What do you think about that, John?
Well, my whole take on it is just like the Mel Gibson thing. I didn't think what he said was anti-Semitic. I just thought he was a complete asshole. He has every right to say whatever he wants. It's offensive as long as he's not threatening to kill somebody or, you know, threatening somebody bodily harm. The same thing with Richard. Totally uncalled for. What a dick. What an asshole. But I don't think he was being racist. I think it was one of those things that you try to point out something in somebody that you really want to hurt them bad, like the C word. You call a woman a cunt.
I didn't know what the C word meant.
Nor did I. I thought he was going to talk about somebody's crabs.
But you know what I'm saying? You look for that one thing that's really going to cut them deep. And totally, this Michael Richards, huge. His career's over.
I'm tempered that way. Like, if someone hurts me, I'll try to hurt them back verbally. And I'll go for the cheap shots, but I'll never throw in race or religious BS or anything like that.
Oh,
so I can
will.
Understand
I'm
his.
All for it.
I can understand his retaliation, but yeah, I don't know.
The fact you call them verbal missiles, which is totally BS. That's crap. Somebody who says that these guys, I'd be upset too. But in the end, they walked out, and this guy got banned from that comedy club. He can never do comedy at one of the biggest comedy clubs in California. They'll never have him back there. You know, the best way is to hurt him financially, not to take him to court and try to get reparations.
Let's define this as hate speech. So now nobody can say nigger, right? Now you can't have Kanye West. What is he going
to
do?
Well, that's the other point I wanted to make. Okay. How do you define what his intentions were? How do you define it as hate speech then? Is it comedy when you say it in a movie? Nigga, please, you know, or you hear it in a song or something like that. Is it comedy? Is it okay then?
You can't define it.
Or just the word itself in any context is hate speech.
Well, just look at the FCC and the crap that they put on the public airwaves. That you can't say, defined by public indecency. But what is public indecency?
Let's listen to a little clip from Lenny Bruce way back in the day, all right?
Back in the day, Lenny Bruce.
This is Lenny Bruce back in the day.
Are there any niggers here tonight? What did he say? Are there any niggers here tonight? Jesus Christ, you had to get that low for laughs? Have I ever talked about the Schwarzes and the Schwarzes are going? Or spoke about the Moulin Johns or placated some southerner by absence of voice, and he ranted and raved about nigger, nigger, nigger. Are there any niggers? I know the one nigger that works here. I see him back there. Oh, there's two niggers, customers, and but between those three niggers, there's one kike. Thank God for the kike. Two kikes. There's two kikes and three niggers and one spick. One spick. Three spicks. One mick. One mick. One spick. One hip, fick, funky, spunky boogie. And there's another kike. Three kikes. Three kikes. One guinea. One grease ball. Three grease balls. Two guineas. Two guineas, one hunky funky lace curtain Irish mick. That mix pick funky hunky boogie. Five more niggers. I pass with six niggers and eight micks and four spicks. Would you want your sister to marry one of them? Which one of them? Are there any niggers here tonight?
Oops.
You know, also what I heard is that Lenny Bruce wasn't that funny. But, also, what
no,
I heard,
but I think what he's saying there is he's trying to. I know the N word has like a history, and it's pretty nasty, and you know our ancestors and all that shit. Even to this day, it's probably pretty bad.
I don't think the N word has that history. I think it's
you might
the...
be right. I don't know, but I'm just saying, like Lenny Bruce's clip there, he's taking all of those racist terms, and he's putting them all into one big basket. And
right.
And saying, look, I can say all of them. I am Jewish, and I'm saying kike, and I'm saying all this stuff. And it's funny when you bring them all together like that. It's just how absurd taking those stupid words and turning them into... You personify it when you identify with it. When you go, what the fuck are you talking about? That's ridiculous. That's baby talk.
Baby
talk. That kind of slang.
Gaga goo goo.
You know what? I was offended. I'm actually going to be suing TTN for punitive damages.
Who isn't? Me too. Fuckers.
I need some reparations.
Hey, you know, it falls under freedom of speech. And
it does.
And boy,
you have the right to be offended and the right to offend.
But and you can't define, like they want to now define. Somebody suggested that nigger now becomes a word of hate, and that if it's spewed, it's a hate crime, and you could be charged with this hate crime for saying this word. And that what happened
it's
to freedom
a slippery
of speech?
Slope.
It is a slippery slope, John. Slippery slope. But hopefully the W won't get this in his mind.
It's terrible what Richard said. I mean, he was definitely enraged. It was stupid to come on Letterman's show and do that goofy apology. People were laughing because it happened. It was released that same day. They didn't even know what the hell he was talking about. They thought it was a bit. So, but capitalism is going to prevail in all this. Nobody's going to, you know, go see him when he does a comedy act. He's reaching out to Jesse Jackson, which I think is a big mistake.
Yeah, that's a
huge
mistake.
Because that guy's a clown.
Went on radio.
Yeah, that's a huge mistake anyways. But he should just shut the fuck up, maybe go to these guys and say, hey, you know, do whatever. I'm sorry, whatever it takes to make you happy, except I'm not going to start paying you money and you hold me for ransom for saying one stupid thing. I embarrass myself, not you.
Right.
And I embarrass my dumb ass self. I'm the one paying for it right now. I'm on the internet, not you guys. You guys are on CNN making fun of my ass.
Yeah, and those cocksuckers getting a lawyer involved and like they want money.
I'm not sure they got a lawyer involved. I think that's a fucking ambulance chaser that's brainwashing them to think that way. Hey, man, you could cash in with this. Imagine the book rights, the movie deal.
Yeah, it's a bunch of shit.
Ambulance chaser, I like it.
But the thing is, there's assholes in every race. A-holes in every race. Assholes. Yeah. But the thing about Kramer or Michael Richards is he didn't go after the asshole aspect. He went for labeling the asshole segment of that population. And that's where he gets in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So
I see that.
And
totally.
The same with Mel Gibson. So there is in Michael Richards.
He Richards something.
Mel Gibson, I think there is a deep-seated prejudice towards, in Mel Gibson's case, kikes. And in Michael Richards' case, Negroes. Because if it's anybody else, if it's you and me, John, we're going to say, shut the fuck up.
You bald fuck.
You smack
you
tired.
Fat
you
ass.
Asshole. Or
yeah,
whatever.
No, he's going to pick on something. What is he going to say? Is he going to call me a cracker? No, he's going to call me a fat ass because of my weight. He's going to make fun of me because I'm fat. He's going to make fun of you because you're bald.
What about me? What about me?
He's going to dig into something.
What about me?
He's going to look at that bad shave job you did, Zach, and call you homeless.
But
I don't know. He's going to call you a docker.
But the thing is,
you fucking docker.
Even in the original clip we played.
I mean, Sam Kinison told one guy who was going to, he was at his mom's house and shaved her back. He'll never, won't recognize her when he gets home.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
they go for
the juggler on
it's
the
very
hecklers.
Personal attack.
Yeah.
And these hecklers. Okay, so
but
they
he
heckle.
Fucked up.
But then even at the end of that clip.
He got videotaped.
Right. And that's the thing. He got videotaped. And that's why the whole apology and this has been blown into such a big deal. Because before he didn't get videotaped and he went after the kikes.
Yeah. I don't think it's racism.
But even in the clip, you hear the two guys that were heckling, and they're like, yeah,
if it was racism, he wouldn't even take their money, and he would make sure they sat in the back.
That was uncalled for.
You cracker.
Why was
you
it
cracker
uncalled for?
Motherfucker? Maybe that's what he called them.
From my perspective, it was uncalled for that you heckled me in my act. I mean, I'm trying to do my job.
Yeah, that's how he said it.
Yeah.
That's what he meant.
But he threw the N-word in there like 50 times and then said something about a fork up their
Scott,
ass.
You know, Scott, he saw his mistake in the future on Seinfeld. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I got some recording of that. Here it is.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Do you realize this is going to be on our permanent records? It can never be erased. It'll follow us wherever we go for the rest of our lives. I'll never be able to get a job. I mean, doesn't that concern you? Everything I've worked for, down the drain because of one stupid mistake.
What's your fucking point?
Nice. All right. Now, Zach,
then he said something else to him, too. Did you hear later?
No.
He said,
God forbid I should disturb the very important monkey.
And that wasn't nice. I didn't think that was nice.
John's going straight to hell.
Zach, the first time you were here, John told a very off-color Flintstone joke that was very racist, in my opinion.
Oh, yep. Come
and
on.
And now he throws that little sound clip
in
there.
I didn't say that. I am offended. I imitated Kramer.
Need I remind you, my son is half African American, John.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He is full American.
Well, I have a couple of questions for Zach. First of all, you said
there's nobody in your nuclear family that's African American. They're all American, Zach.
I'm Czechoslovakian American.
What we go around saying. Yeah. That's what you go around saying. I'm Czech American. I'm Czechoslovakian American too.
I actually do. You don't? Are you not proud of your heritage?
I don't.
I'm Irish and German American.
Let me tell you what happened. I'm driving around with this German guy, Heinz, and he knows that I'm part Czech. So what does he tell me? He goes, hey, you need to park here. I go, no, that's handicap parking. He goes, yeah, that's where Czechoslovakians park.
You should sue that motherfucker, man.
Racist prick.
Racist a-hole.
I would pursue punitive damages.
That was funny. All right, now, Zach, you said you heard about the story, but you hadn't heard the clip.
Yes.
This is the first time you heard the clip tonight.
Yes.
Now, your lovely wife, did she hear about the story?
I think she did, yes.
I talked to her about it a little bit.
And what did she say? What was her take?
She was like, it was stupid.
It was stupid?
He's fucking crazy.
Crazy?
That's it.
She
doesn't care about that crap.
No big deal.
No, you heard the story about how stupid I am, right?
No.
I've told that story about the black Barbie.
No.
Did I tell that story?
How stupid
Zach,
are you?
Zach, you've heard that story, right?
I know it, but please enlighten us.
I don't know that. I've never heard the black Barbie story.
Zach's wife is black. Zach happens to be Caucasian, right? And
I'm a cock.
Yeah.
Happens to be.
Anyways, his lovely wife's mom used to watch our kids, you know, awesome lady. And
Anna.
Anna. And they have another, his wife's sister, his daughter, used to play with my daughter. So it was her birthday or Christmas or something. And my wife bought a Barbie doll for Christmas, and it was a black Barbie. And I said to my wife, she shows it to me. She, what do you think? I said, hey, I don't know if that's our place. What do you mean? I don't know if we should be giving black toys. You know, I mean, is that saying something? Is that offensive for us to be giving a black Barbie to black people?
So wait a minute.
You silly Caucasian.
So, do you want to give a white Barbie? Would that be okay? If there was a white Barbie, you would have no problem?
Honey, where's Mulatto Barbie?
I don't see Mulatto Barbie on the shelf.
Well, this is how stupid I am, right? So my wife just looks at me like, I can't believe I married your dumb ass. You know, all these years I thought you were really smart. But then she has to tell everybody in Zach's wife's family. So it gets all around how the stupid cracker John comes up with this.
Giving a black Barbie? Yeah.
They actually called you a honky for that one.
Whatever. Deservedly so. Because I couldn't even understand later on after I thought about it. How did I even reason that? How did that come in my brain? But the only thing I could think of is I just didn't want to offend at any point, anywhere. And I made it even more offensive by, you know, sticking my foot in my mouth. So I should just shut up and said, oh, that's really nice, honey.
No doubt.
Yeah, no doubt. That's that. Yeah, that's how I fucked up.
It's okay.
All right.
All right, on with other celebrity news. Now, we got some bad celebrity news, and we got the greatest celebrity news story in the history of the world.
Okay.
Greatest in the history. Let's start out with the bad celebrity news.
Okay.
All right.
Kevin Federline says, quote, "There is no sex tape." End quote.
That is one big pile of shit.
Kevin Federline has lashed out. It reports he is trying to sell a sex tape he allegedly made with his estranged wife, Britney Spears, insisting there is no sex tape.
What?
Celebrity porn merchant David Hans Schmidt has already offered $100 million to a man claiming to have a digital copy of a sex tape featuring shocking footage from the couple's honeymoon. But Federline's attorney, Mark Vincent Kaplan, says, "There is not a sex video of Kevin and Britney in existence."
Did you say $100 million?
$100 million.
At one point, would he get his ROI?
ROI?
Return on investment.
Well, he was the last time we reported on this, he was offered 26, but he was holding out for $65 million. And now there is no tape.
Wow.
No tape.
Wow.
Are you guys ready for the greatest celebrity story in the history of the world?
I am ready.
But honestly, let's go back to this guy offering $100 million.
$100 million.
How many copies would he have to sell until he gets his money back?
I don't know, because the first copy he sells, it's going to end up on YouTube, and then nobody's going to have to buy it.
Yeah,
right.
So I don't know how people make money on that. And I also heard Britney was going to release it for free. Here, go ahead, have it.
Wow.
Just so her husband could.
Genius.
But apparently there's no tape.
That's crap.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Right. He might be working another angle.
All right, John, now for the greatest celebrity story of all time. And I need some sort of a drum roll, a musical interlude, something.
You could have.
Something. I need something.
You could have given me something ahead of time.
The greatest celeb story of all time.
The greatest celeb story. Hold on.
Listen to that stalling.
This is Paris Hilton.
Oh.
Do you know Paris Hilton?
Yes, I do.
Yes, Paris. Do you think she's attractive?
I know Paris Hilton in a biblical sense, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Well, I'll let you.
What do you mean?
Do you think she's attractive?
She's all right. Until she starts talking.
Paris Hilton?
Yeah, I hear you there.
Right.
Yeah, she's got to be one. She's even stupider than Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
No doubt. So we have any backing track. Anything.
Yeah, here we go.
Wow, John!
Holy shit, that's like a current affair.
Paris Hilton vomits while attempting to sing her own song.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Paris Hilton shocked revelers at a Los Angeles nightclub when she got up to perform, but ended up vomiting on stage instead. Singer Joshua Radin was among the guests who went to the nightclub to hear rapper Sean Jay-Z. You like Jay-Z?
I do.
Yeah. I heard his last album didn't get good reviews.
I heard that he doesn't write one single lyric down. He just does, help me out, boys. Help me out.
Free ad-lib.
Ad-lib. He just ad-libs each album.
And it's horrible.
Well,
that's what I heard. The reviews say it's horrible.
I can't say the
horrible.
I can't speak
all right,
for
so
the
anyway,
last
this
album.
Guy ends up found himself sitting next to the socialite turned singer.
Oh.
Radin writes on his MySpace page, "Paris Hilton was sitting next to me in the whole night. Seriously, next to me. Like our legs were touching for a good 5 hours." That's hot. That's kind of hot.
That's hot.
Now, don't get me wrong. She never once said hello, nor even looked in my direction. 5 hours, and it was unreal to watch. She must have pulled a compact out of her bag every 6 minutes to stare at herself and pose while Jay-Z was performing 18 inches from us.
That's even dick length.
That's even erotic, isn't
it? It was as long as a dick.
Come on, it was an 18-incher.
Dock length.
Zock length. Radin writes that when Jay-Z left the stage, Paris, who had been swilling straight vodka, Grey Goose, John, that's your favorite,
that's my
isn't
favorite.
It?
Yes, it is.
Gets up on stage, has the people in charge throw her record on the house stereo for her to lip sync her two songs. She gets up on stage, pukes, and then leaves.
I can't get the sound to play. What the fuck?
Is that the greatest celebrity story ever?
Oh, yeah.
I wish we had a soundbite of Paris Hilton's song because it would make me puke right now, I think.
Nice.
So she pukes to her own song. Oh, I wish I would have seen that. And why didn't anybody in the audience have a little cell phone video recorder? And why isn't that out on the web? That's what I want to know. Why is Michael Richards' nigger ran on the web, but Paris Hilton puking to her own song not out on the web?
I don't know.
That's a bunch of crap. Supposedly, how are we doing on time?
I heard
we got like 5 minutes.
All right.
Do we got enough time for a time machine?
Yeah. Well, hold on.
I heard on the car ride over, supposedly Britney Spears over the weekend got shit canned and flashed some paparazzi
down
south.
No.
Oh, that'll end up on the web.
Yeah.
Nice.
No doubt.
Who knows?
No doubt. All right. Now, Zach, I don't know if you know, you don't listen, but we have built a time machine.
Yes.
You got to keep rubbing it in.
Now, can we put him in the hatchback or where do we put
Zach?
Yeah,
we could put him in the back seat.
All right. Sweet. Now, if you get too
frightened, we got a rumble seat.
Let us know. But what we do is we figured out that the three dimensions. If we, excuse me.
You're awfully gassy over there.
I am.
I think you burped like four times.
Well, you drank half a bottle of Glenlivet.
What we can do, we rev up our Yugo and we eliminate gravity.
Sweet.
And once we eliminate gravity, we enter the fourth dimension.
We bend time.
Then we can just pick and plot where we want to go back in time. So now I'm suggesting to you, John, like what I wanted to do, and maybe we can do this next week, was go back to the nativity. When Jesus was born, you know, because Christmas is coming up.
Christmas.
And all.
Yeah.
But instead of that, because Zach is a newcomer,
a newcomer. Yeah.
I say we just go back a year and check in on TTN a year ago today.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, I lost all the tapes. So when we go back, I like to record them so that I have a archive copy.
Yeah. So you know what's coming.
Yeah, so I know what's coming. So what we're going to do, Zach, we got to go get in this Yugo.
Sounds good.
John's going to rev it up. We're going to go back in time to the old studio, and we're just going to observe the recording of an episode from 1 year ago that we made. Yeah.
Nice. Now, back in my NASA training days, I had been known to soil myself.
That's okay.
When gravity was lost.
John,
so are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we took care of the seats,
we have
right?
special diapers to wear, and we have specially coated seats.
Okay. Yeah, what do they do with the seats? What do they
Scotch
call that?
Guard
Scotch guard. Yeah, we Scotch guarded the seats. Just
they're
for
John
this.
And Scotch guarded.
John and Scotch guarded. That's funny, John.
Do you get a royalty when they,
well,
when they sell
new,
that stuff?
New product. We're going to offer it up in a you know, one of those infomercials.
Yeah, with a combo. If you get the John and Scotch guard, you'll get the Zoc.
The Zoc.
The Zoc guard.
The Zoc for docking.
The Zoc for docking.
Right. And if you don't know what we're talking about, listen to part one.
Well, let's walk over to the vehicle.
All right, we got
to
walk over there.
Yeah, let's.
You ready, Zach?
Good.
Okay, here we go. Lockstep. Walk right with us.
All right.
We have to get into.
Yeah, we got to put our wireless on. Zach's going to have to sit on my lap.
All right. Right? That's fine, yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's get in.
Okay.
Cross the lap.
Let us get
Hurry
in
up.
First, you cocksucker.
Whose hand is that?
Whoa. All right, we're in.
Scott.
Put your. You got your stuff on?
Yeah, I got. Whoa, is that the gear shifter?
Let me give
it. Right, here I am.
All right.
Let me give it a start. See if we can.
Rev it up, man.
I'm trying.
Come on, baby.
I.
Come on, daddy needs a new pair of shoes.
I.
Let me try it again. Hold on. A little gas. All right, here we go. God damn it.
Yeah,
here we go, man.
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Come on, baby.
Come on, man. Get this shit
I'm
started.
I'm working on it. Hold on. Here we go.
Right, before
okay,
we start
here we go.
This
here we go.
Bit. All right, there we go.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hold on, man.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Oh.
Hold on.
Oh, fuck.
Hold on.
Oh, I just oiled myself.
Shit.
Oh, my God. I soiled myself.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
we made it.
We're here.
All right, now, Zach, we're just observing.
We're just observing.
Okay. We can watch. Don't interact.
Yeah, don't mess with the time-space continuum.
The grandma paradox.
Right, grandpa.
Right, the grandfather. Racist grandpa paradox.
I feel like Katherine Hepburn. Did I say that last time? Are you okay,
did.
Zach?
No, I feel like Yao Ming.
I'm a little fucked up.
I'm a little stretched out. Especially my cock. Oh, Zach.
You're so
about your cock.
All right, it's coming into focus.
Yeah, it's coming in. Here we go.
Let me tune it in. Here
What's your fucking point?
Whoa.
Well, John, you were handsome back then.
This was a collection
what?
Of intelligence.
Wait a minute. Is that the guy that emails us?
No.
You mean King Heedley?
Yeah.
Oh.
This was a collection of intelligence judgment. It was relied on by the harbor prior to administration and the other world leaders in Congress.
Are you okay, dude? What's wrong with you, man?
What's going on?
Are you all right, man?
I'm totally fine, man.
He starts slowing down. You start on on Congress. What the fuck?
It's for dramatic effect.
Holy crap.
Okay? You fuck face.
Fuck you.
Hadley said there was no manipulation of intelligence, John. Former North Carolina senator and Democratic vice president. John Edwards.
Did you say Democrat? Democrat?
I don't know.
I might have.
Are they demi crappers?
God damn it, this is important. John Edwards wrote in a Washington Post editorial column today that his vote in favor of an October 2002 joint resolution authorizing the use of U.S. armed forces against Iraq, it was based on, quote, John, inaccuracy, intelligence. Had I known at this time, I would never have voted for the war, Edwards wrote. Senator. Come on, man.
Dude, man, I'm getting a contact high.
Dude.
Slow down.
I'm gonna throw up, dude.
I can't focus.
I'm gonna throw up together, man. Holy fuck.
All right. John, as I was saying.
Oh, man, we got to get back.
Well, I need some chips, man. I got the munchies.
We
got
to get back, man.
Zach, hey, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. This is all fucked up, dude.
He soiled himself.
Twice. All right, get back in the car, would you?
All right, let's go.
All okay. Right. Look out.
My pretty.
All right, we're inside. Let's go.
That reminds me. I saw my first midget today.
Let's go back.
Life.
We gotta go back.
Jesus Christ.
Do you have some Doritos or something? Those little, what are the bugles? Little
dude,
bugles?
Man.
Those would be sweet.
Hey guys.
Sweet right now.
Hey guys, my penis is gone. Where
it's
the hell did it go?
It's in another dimension.
What the
That's
fuck?
Weird.
This is like the That's fly.
All right, we got to take it to part three, man.
All right, part three, we're going to start out with Shatter Shinola.
Shatter Shinola, maybe.
Between Zach and John.
Does Alfie visit?
And Alfie's going to visit because, oh, damn it, Alfie was supposed to come in part two. Damn it!
But it was so much fun.
All right, now part three, Zach, if you have any questions for the elves, Alfie is an elf
Santa Claus
that works up
elf.
In the North Pole.
That's right, yeah.
So if you have any questions for him, he'll be coming in part three. So we'll start out with Shatter Shinola, then we'll get to Alfie, and then we'll see what we got going on.
We'll be right back. Stick around.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for...
Part three. Part three.
Just one last quick way.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.